Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, fired up to get on the Rude Guest Hotline and welcome in our friend, Mr. Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post. You can read all of Greenberg's work at Washington Post and postsports.com. What's up, Neil? How you doing, buddy?
How you guys doing?
Doing good, man.
We're doing well, man. We're doing well. We're back from Madrid.
Now.
We're rested up. Back on East Coast time.
Well, you guys did great out there in Spain.
Appreciate
Was it weird to listen to us knowing we were in the future?
It's always weird listening to you guys, but yeah, I mean.
We weren't in the future, though, Jay. He was just listening to it at the right time.
I was in the past.
He was in the past.
We were listening at the, we were doing it exactly when he was listening.
Yeah, but it was, yeah.
This was weird going there at 4 o'clock.
Nothing's a better response to Greenberg saying it's always weird listening to you guys.
Well, damn, you heard the first segment. He knows that.
So, Neil, made it to the bye week. We're past the halfway mark. Washington is 3-8. The playoffs are shot. I think everybody recognizes that. What do you want to see from Washington over these final six games?
A new kicker, which they're going to have.
They already did that.
you know, I hear a lot of disappointment over this last game, the loss to Miami. But I thought it was a good game. You know, it's interesting because you're at the point now with the season where you just have to look for building blocks, right? I mean, we know the offense is going to be better once they get healthy. You know, we know the kicking game, you know, had a big letdown on Sunday. Fixable, right? You get someone else in. The defense, I thought, played really well. I mean, three sacks, a couple of fourth down stops, probably one of their best games of the season, especially, you know, in after the first couple of games, for sure. You know, if they play that type of defense, the offense gets healthy, and you have a kicker that can make, you know, makeable field goals, then we're right back where we left off last year in terms of expectations for the team. So, you know, the actual wins and losses for any team really does mask like what you're looking for. And for Washington, I thought the defense played really well.
So here's the question then, and I don't know this answer, and it's kind of existential and perhaps is irrelevant, frankly. But, like, say DQ took over a couple weeks prior. Say they made a kicking change at Halloween instead of Thanksgiving. How much do you think either of those events, if done earlier, could have changed the way this season rolled out?
Well, the defense couldn't get any worse, and I'm not saying that flippantly. I'm saying that because it was really bad. You know, so maybe you get an extra two wins, right? Maybe you're looking at, you know, 5-5, which is a lot different situation. I mean, it could have made a huge impact. You know, they lost to Chicago by one. They lost to Atlanta by a score. You know, those are winnable games, in my opinion. Even the Green Bay game was winnable. So I think football is always about, you know, these little plays that have big impacts. And, you know, you can play great all game, 59 minutes, have a red zone fumble that goes the other way and lose the game, and your win-loss record is not going to reflect exactly how you played.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think those adjustments are easy in hindsight. But, you know, you look at the success they had last year. If I'm Dan Quinn, I don't know how much I'm changing knowing I have all these injuries, right? And I'm dealing with some different stuff that I didn't have to deal with last year. So, yes, in hindsight, absolutely. But, you know, you have a coach that's loyal to his guys, and it's one of the things that makes the coach desirable in a lot of different ways. And, you know, you're looking at this team and you see a lot of what's going on, and I don't know if I would have been able to make the change earlier. You make the change when you don't really have much of a choice.
Yeah.
And I think that's what they did.
I mean, the kicking change, I think, could have happened. The change for him to start making calls, I don't think that should have happened any sooner. I think right at that point, you know, I believe, I told JP this yesterday, I think there, a conversation happened that made that change. You know, you get to a point where they say, listen, man, we got to do something different. Okay, I'll call it.
Right.
And I believe that's what I think. I don't know. I think something like that happened.
The fact that Witt wasn't fired, I think, was we got to do something. He's like, all right, I'll do something.
Yeah. But ultimately, let's be real. You look at all the injuries and you look at the players they have, I don't think him calling the plays would make that big of a change. They played,
right, and it's
they
not
played
like
better he's... against Miami. But how about these other teams? I don't know if it would have made that big a difference in the other games.
Right. And and let's face it. I mean, it's not like Quinn was not involved with the defense.
Totally.
Going over the past games. I mean, he's a former defensive guy. I mean, you know, he's the head coach. He's going to have his hand in every facet of the game. So, you know, I think... Yeah, this is a lost season. I mean, like, there's nothing, like, there's so many excuses for this team. I don't know how anybody is evaluating them with any sort of certainty. They're playing well in some spots. Debo looked good. He had that, 70-something yards and a touchdown. And Mariota, I think, has played very well considered as a backup. I think that he's done everything that you've asked him to do. Has it looked perfect? No. But again, I mean, you know, you have injuries that excuse some of it. And, this was going to be a tougher season no matter what. But look at what happened with Baltimore when they lost Lamar Jackson. They didn't win a thing. Look at what happened with Cincinnati when they lost Joe Burrow. I mean, you know, you lose your top quarterback, you're going to struggle no matter what.
Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post. You can give Greenberg a follow at @NGreenberg. Neil joining us via the Rood guest hotline. Rood makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Greenberg, I think the biggest question now for Washington is there's obviously big offseason questions, but I think the biggest question is, does Jaden play again? And some of that will be determined on when he's fully healthy and cleared. But where do you land on there are, I don't know how big, but there's a section of the fan base that wants to just shut him down for the year, and he's had three different injuries that have forced him to miss time. Where do you land on maybe just letting Jaden sit?
He's got to play. He's only got a year or so in the league. I think that if he's healthy, he should play. You know, I've talked about this before. You know, the way that Jaden Daniels plays, he's always going to be an injury risk. And if you coach him as an injury risk, you'll never have him on the field. And also, these same people that are saying, you know, don't play Jaden are probably going to be the same people that get more upset if he has a slow start next year, right?
Totally.
Because, you know, he doesn't have as many reps. You can't coach scared in the NFL. You don't have the time. Like, you don't have the time as a coach because there's only 32 slots available and it's whatever you've done for me lately. You don't have time because Jaden Daniels has a sweetheart of a deal in terms of his production and position that he plays. So you need all that extra cash that you're saving to go elsewhere to build a contender. You don't have the luxury of sitting a superstar quarterback in year two and hoping that he doesn't get injured. Because, you know, if that's the way you're going to coach, you've already lost. Like, you've already have, you know, you're already waving the white flag and not optimizing your roster. So if he's healthy, let him play. If you get in a situation where it's 30-0 and you're on the losing end, absolutely pull him. Mm-hmm. But, you know, get him on the field, get him playing, and you always have to be ready for next season.
I totally agree with you. I just think that, you know, like you said, those same people, if he didn't play and he's not ready next year, they'll have things to say. You know, so you got to let him go out there and learn. He got to, and then the thing about him, he also learned how to protect himself better the more he plays. Just like I look at Mikey Sarensteel, unbelievable football player, unbelievable athlete, does not know the situation he was in that punt return, and that's why he muffed the ball. If he had been doing it a little bit, then he wouldn't have muffed the football. Probably would have backed off of the football. You know, it's something about playing the game of football that gets you better, not sitting down watching other people play. It might make them better, but it's not going to make you better.
Right. Football is too fast of a game to learn it from the sidelines, especially if you're a quarterback. Like, you need your timing, you need your chemistry, you need – there's so much that goes into it. And I'm just saying that as a spectator. Like, you know, I've actually had, like, the VR headset on, like, looking at the field in real time, mm-hmm. and probably the scariest moment of my life.
With a
headset. So much to like I feel like my brain works pretty fast. I mean, like, I grew up in New York. It's like a mathematical type of brain, right brain, whatever it is. Uh-huh. So I feel like I can process information really quick. Like, processing information as an NFL quarterback when you have, what, 3-4 receivers plus the defense plus guys coming at you and all that other stuff. I mean, you cannot learn that from a book, right? Like, you have to be in the moment and learn how that works in real time. You know, there's no substitute for that.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I agree with you, dude. I think that's well said, and specifically in the NFL, like, you understand the inherent risk of any young quarterback and then a guy that runs like Jaden and it, just the athleticism of Jaden, but that doesn't mean you change how you operate, dude. Mm-hmm. And he's a good enough player, and I do think he'll learn. And
he will.
I totally agree with you, man.
And that's why you have Mariota.
Right. That's why you paid Mariota to be a well-paid backup, and he's important to your program.
Right. I wouldn't let him go anywhere. I would chain him to the building.
I would think they bring Mariota back again, honestly.
I think they have to.
He gives you a hell of a chance. You know,
and he gives you continuity.
And in that game, you know, you're going to get to certain people, oh, he threw the interception. But he was trying to make a play. He hesitated. You can't hesitate on that throw right there. But ultimately, if you kick the ball, you're not even in that damn situation.
I pulled up.
Right, and you need a guy that's trying to make plays. That's, you know, unfortunately, the byproduct is interceptions, but you want a guy that will try to make a play.
Totally.
Honestly, I've said this repeatedly, and Chris Moore is a good dude and has given them good reps, and they clearly are comfortable with him. But the deep shot they took at the end of regulation, if that's 17 instead of 19, I think it's almost a walk-off touchdown.
Yeah, I mean,
like Mariota put a good ball on the air.
Terry's a better player, and Terry would have had probably taken two more steps and been right there with the ball falls into his lap. Chris doesn't have that speed anymore.
Right. Well, dude, if you look at so I pulled Matt Gay's splits up this year, and I think the Bears game obviously could have gone either way. Chicago won by a point when Jaden put the ball on the ground late. Gay in that game was 1 for 2.
Okay.
They lost. 3 points is difference in a win.
Makes a difference.
If you look at the Miami game, he was 2 of 4 in that game, 50%. Mm-hmm. If he makes either, I mean, he's got one at the end of regulation to 50, win it.
50-50 don't work in football.
Go back to the Green Bay game, to your earlier point, Neil. That was a one-score game. One-score game in the fourth quarter. He was 1 of 3. They end up losing by 9, but say he makes, and these are, granted, the misses are 50-yarders, but they knew that was a problem.
Everybody
going in.
Everybody makes that these days.
Right.
So, yeah, you got to be able to stretch the field.
Man.
Like, you got to be able to make those because, you know, teams are more aggressive on fourth down too, right? So you got to be able to make those longer field goals because they're not taking the shorter field goals as much.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they're going for it more often when – I don't know what they call it, the green zone or whatever they call it before the red zone. Like, yeah. You know, as an NFL kicker, you have to be able to make those 50, 55-footers with regularity because you're not getting many of them.
Because, like, listen, I think guys think this way, especially Dallas. If I can go for one early, I got a kicker who could kick it from 65. Okay?
That dude's a weapon.
When you have those guys kicking balls 65, 58 yards, and your guy, every time you get the 50, the excuse is, well, you know how he was from 50. Well, he shouldn't be on your team, point blank. If you go and kick him from 50 and he's not very good at it and he must have a damn fear of it, then he shouldn't be on the team.
Well, he's not anymore. I'm surprised he had a seat on the plane on the way home.
Greenberg, I did want to save a little time. Caps have a big one tonight. It hasn't been their year thus far. The power play hasn't really got going. They got Edmonton coming to town. We know how good that Oilers team is. They've lost in, the seventh game of the Stanley Cup Finals the last 2 years? Or maybe last year was earlier than that against Florida. But what are you expecting tonight? What does Washington need?
Hello?
We got you. You got us?
Hello?
We can hear
you,
Neil.
We got you, Neil.
Neil, you there?
Your phone went crazy.
Okay. Lanville's putting them on hold. Like, the Caps are in last place in the Metro, but they're only 7 games back of Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
One win, and they're right back kind of in the middle of this thing. But, gosh, Edmonton's kind of not killing it right now, but Caps have played. Tonight's their 20th game. That's a quarter of your season.
Mm-hmm.
Greenberg, where are we at with the Caps, man?
Well, they're in the basement of the Metro, and you know, they got to get Protoss back up and running. I mean, his whole game is off, and Coach Carberry even said as much. It's like his skating, his reads, his defensive work, his penalty killing. It's like, other than that, how is the play, Mrs. Lincoln? You know what I mean? Like, you know, there's just not much going right. They got Dubois long term. They're going to need Protoss to get back on track. This is a tough one, like you said. I mean, Edmonton's no slouch, but the special teams, I mean, look, this is a team that lives and dies by the power play for a long time. Power play is clicking on 14%. Like, that's just not going to cut it at any point in the National Hockey League, especially not for this team, which I think relies on it quite a bit.
Do you think the Caps are a playoff team? Like, is there a hot stretch coming for them?
I mean, they're only, 20 games through? So, I mean, it's certainly possible to get back in the mix. But they got to start running hot. Like, they got to get healthy and start running hot and fix the special teams. You know, I mean, there's still plenty of hockey to be played. So, yeah, they could definitely get back in that picture. But we got to start seeing it soon because the time runs out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
It's
too early to get worried right now, though.
Right, but not enough to be optimistic. Like, we're in this gray area where we really do got to start seeing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not like for the Commanders season, it got late early, right? When you start stacking up losing streaks in the NFL, it gets late early. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's late early for the Caps, but it's not early anymore either.
Yeah, you guys are cutting out, but you know, they got to get some stuff going.
All right, we're going to let you go. Take something's care, weird with the phone. We appreciate you, buddy.
Okay, love you guys. Talk to you soon.
Peace, all right, man. That's our guy, Neil Greenberg. You can give him a follow, at N Greenberg. A little bit of news from the senior circuit of the Hall of Fame. Somebody that matters a lot around here. Nobody go anywhere. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.